This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Day of Judgment will be a day where man will be standing on a plain which will be white. There will be no trees, no mountains, no shade besides one shade. And that shade is the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while the sun will be at the distance of a mile, where people will be drowning in their sweat, there will be those believers who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are quite a few categories of these individuals. There is a narration where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 7 individuals specifically. He said, سَبْعَةٌ يَذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ. That there will be 7 individuals that Allah will give them shade on the Day of Judgment, where there will be no shade beside the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one will be Imamun Adil, that Imam who was just. He cared about his individuals. He cared about the Ummah. He went out, and the nature was that it wasn't just about himself, but his concern was that he cared for those who were under him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding a person who will be just, Imamun Adil, who will be just, that on the Day of Judgment, that this person will sit on a throne which will be made out of nur. Where will he sit? He will sit on the right side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is Shabun Nasha'a fi Ibadatillah, that young man who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where others were lured by the dunya. This young man was not lured by the dunya, but he remained in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in a time where to commit a sin is very easy. You have your mobile phones, you have your devices, and you can perpetrate so many different types of sins. But that young man who suppresses his own desires because he wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes to the masjid, he becomes a hafiz of the Quran, this young man will be under Allah's shade on that day where there will be only one shade. The third person, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي خَلَاءٍ فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That man who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody was there besides him and Allah. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. And he began to cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know this, to cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a virtue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min aini la tadma. Oh Allah, seek refuge from that eye which does not cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That eye which does not cry when it sees other people suffering. The ability to cry because that you care, that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of having a good heart. The fourth person, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That person whose heart is attached with the masjid. He can't wait for salah. This doesn't mean a man who's always sitting in the salah. He wants to pray salah with jama'ah. He wants to be at the masjid. He wants to sit and read the Quran. The next individuals are those two individuals who loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two individuals will be honored so much on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the Anbiya and the Shuhada will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring these individuals, they will ask the Messenger of Allah, who are these individuals? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will inform them that these were two individuals, two brothers, two sisters who loved each other solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Messenger of Allah said that their faces will be of nur. They will be standing on nur. When everybody around them will be fearing, they will not fear. When everybody around them will grieve, they will not grieve. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verses of the Quran that these are the awliya of Allah. No fear upon them, no grief upon them. Imagine those two individuals who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah, they are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth person, وَرَجُلٌ دَاعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْسَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ إِلَى نَفْسِهَا قَالَ إِنِّي أَخَاهُ اللَّهِ. That man who is enticed and seduced by a woman who is beautiful, who is of stature, but he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nobody was there to see him, but his fear was such that he did not allow that woman to seduce him. This person is on the sunnah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And the next person and the last person is وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدْقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالَهُ مَا صَنَعَتْ يَمِينُهُ. That person who gives sadaqah, and he gives sadaqah in such a manner, he hides it, that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand spent. Meaning that this person is spending in a way that nobody knows besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also indicates towards ikhlas. The one where the person is by himself and he's crying indicates to ikhlas, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to witness what they are doing. In the narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person will come and he will have good deeds equivalent to a mountain, but they will become like scattered dust. Thuban radiallahu anhu asked the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, who is this person? We don't want to be like this person. Tell us who this person is and what did he do? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is your brother. There are people who are amongst you. They pray with you. They stay with you. But when they go and they're secluded and nobody is there to see them, they commit haram.